Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Shor Shel Israel, Shenagah, Shor Shel Hekdesh. If the ox of a Jew gores the ox of Hekdesh, the property of the temple treasury of the Bet HaMikdash, an animal that was sanctified to be brought as a korban, Veshel Hekdesh, Shenagah, Leshor Shel Israel, or the opposite, if the ox of Hekdesh that was sanctified to the Bet HaMikdash gored the ox of Israel, Patur, the owner in both of these cases would be Patur, would not be obligated to pay for the damages. Shne'emar, Shor Re'ehu. Like the Pasuk says, that if an ox of a man strikes the ox of his friend, then he has to pay. But we see from here that only if it's an ox of his friend, which implies that it's an ox that belongs to an ordinary Jew, but not the ox that was owned by the Bet HaMikdash, the property of the Bet HaMikdash, damages would not be paid in that situation. Doesn't matter if it's a tam or a mu'ad goring, doesn't matter who the damager or the victim was, it has to be apples to apples, an ox that was on the same level. Those are the types of oxen that could damage each other and then obligate in payment of damages, but not if one side was owned by the Bet HaMikdash. That would not be a situation because of the word re'ehu, your friend. It shows it has to be same level. Shor shel Israel shenagach l'shor shel oved kochavim patur. If the ox of a Jew gores the ox of an idolater, an idol worshiper, a non-Jew, doesn't matter tam or mu'ad, he's not obligated to pay for the damages. The reason being is that the goyim themselves did not obligate a person to pay for the damages that animals did. So therefore, when it comes to the nezek that we caused them, damage that we caused them, there would be no obligation to go beyond their law and to pay them. V'shel ovet kochavim shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael. But if you have the ox of a non-Jew who gores the ox of a Jew, ben tam ben mu'ad, whether that ox that gored was tam or mu'ad, meshalem nezek shalem, that non-Jew has to pay full damages, even if it was a tam, has to pay full damages to the Jew. This was a penalty that Hachamim instituted. The Goyim were not careful with their animals. They weren't safe with their animals. They didn't hold them back from doing damage. Therefore, Hachamim said, in order to put the responsibility onto them, put the pressure on, they made them responsible for their animal, even if it was a tam, for full damages, nezek shalem. The Me'iri points out over here that, of course, all of these halachot only apply when dealing with nations who are uncivilized. But in today's day and era, when we have a code of law and there's civility between Jews and non-Jews, for the most part, these halachot, these penalties of Hazal would not apply.